Part 1. Knowing. 1. The mind of your heart. Knowing. Tin Man. But after all, brains are not the best things in the world. Have you any? Inquired the Scarecrow. No, my head is quite empty, answered the Tin Man. But once I had brains, and a heart also. So, having tried them both, I should much rather have a heart. L. Frank Baum, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. If your heart principally does one thing, it thinks. Admit it, that statement surprises you. We tend to side with the Tin Man and associate the heart with feeling, not thinking. As a result, we promote the heart at the expense of knowledge. It is not unusual to hear a Christian say something like, having love for God in your heart is more important than having knowledge of God in your head. Some Christians may even assume that thoughtful, theological engagement is less desirable, if not less spiritual than everything else in the Christian life. Warmth is to be favored over depth. As one scholar has warned with regard to the heart, we must guard against the false impression that biblical man is determined more by feeling than by reason. For example, it has been said that Christian discipleship is of the heart, and therefore it is more non-cognitive, intuitive, and subconscious than it is theological, intellectual, or taught. How differently the Bible sees things. The heart includes your mind. Our intellectual abilities, our thinking and planning, ideas and insights, musing and meditation, memories and imagination, knowledge and ignorance, wisdom and folly, doubts and convictions are all attributed to the heart in the Bible. It may surprise you that out of all the times that the Hebrew word for heart appears in the Old Testament, our intellectual and rational functions are most often in view. What modern people would attribute to the head or to the brain, Scripture applies to the heart. The heart is not primarily an organ of emotion and intuition. Rather, it is the location of all higher human functions. The Church Father Augustine said that his thoughts were generated from the core of his being and sprang up in his mind even out of the innermost of his heart. The heart includes the mind, and it is concerned with what we know. The reasoning heart. Many passages show that thinking is located in the heart, and that the heart is the place of reasoning, understanding, questioning, and doubting. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 14, Matthew chapter 13, verse 15, Mark chapter 2, verse 6, Luke chapter 24, verse 38. Paul tells the Ephesians in his prayer for them, "May God give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened." Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. It is the heart that receives the light of God's truth, but the heart can also suffer blindness and confusion of mind, literally heart in Hebrew. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 28. It is from the heart that all thoughts spring, whether for good or for evil. For out of the